Well, so the former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has apologised for mistakes in the Iraq War. In an interview on CNN, Tony Blair has conceded that mistakes were made in planning for the aftermath of the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. He's also admitted that the intelligence used to justify the invasion was wrong.
I apologise for the fact that the intelligence we received was wrong, because even though he had used chemical weapons extensively against his own people, against others, the programme in the form that we thought it was did not exist in the way that we thought. So I can apologise for that. I can also apologise, by the way, for some of the mistakes in planning, and certainly our mistake in our understanding of what would happen once you removed the regime.
Tony Blair on CNN. You heard him talking about receiving false intelligence. Our next guest is the author of some of that so-called intelligence. Ibrahim Al-Marashi was a student at Oxford University when he wrote a doctoral research paper on the secretive world of Saddam Hussein's rule. His research was plagiarised by the Blair government and placed into their intelligence dossier, which was used to sell the invasion of Iraq in 2003. Ibrahim Al-Marashi is now an author and history professor at the California State University. He joins us from San Diego this morning. Ibrahim, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you.
What's your response to Tony Blair's apology for aspects of the war, in particular his concession that the intelligence was wrong?
You know, it's been a long time coming, and I think the apology was perhaps due to two events. One, the memo coming out that was in the cache of Hillary Clinton's emails, kind of providing evidence that he was committing the UK to war well before bringing it to the British public, and the impending release of the Chilcot inquiry, which is investigating his role in the Iraq War. So on one level, perhaps it's sincere, but on another level, it's also, I think timing has a lot to do with it.
Now, in terms of that intelligence, what's become known as the dodgy dossier, can you just remind us how the Blair government used some of your research, how they got hold of that research and then used it, and how you discovered it was there in the dodgy dossier being used to justify the invasion of Iraq?
So my part of my doctoral thesis, which was just an outline of how Iraq's intelligence, security agencies, secret police forces, how they functioned, I turned that into an online article on the internet. And that, a good part of that article was then copied and pasted into the a British, what was that time called a British intelligence document. And then a couple of pages were added emphasizing how these intelligence agencies were connected to weapons of mass destruction, procurement, and concealment. And then a couple more pages were added to make the case to go to war. And it was that document that was given to a series of British journalists. It was presented to the British Parliament. And then finally, it was presented to Colin Powell, who brought it before the United Nations. So that was the process, and it was
so part of your PhD made it to Colin Powell's presentation to the UN.
That's correct. The presentation where he was making the case that Iraq had a WMD program, so it went pretty far up in terms of the leadership chain.
And when did you become aware of it?
I was contacted by a scholar in Cambridge, so I wasn't even aware of this dossier. A scholar in Cambridge had asked, had I written the dossier? And I said, which dossier are you talking about? And he emailed me a copy. And then I made a comparison, realized that, yes, I had been plagiarized and didn't do anything afterwards. He contacted the media, and Channel 4 News in the UK broke the story. So I found that through an email, but the fact that this became news, I was an observer just like anyone else would have been.
And it goes to how sort of hollow the case was that was being, well, what the evidence was based on. Tony Blair, as you mentioned, his apology comes as people in Britain are getting pretty impatient for the release of the Chilcot inquiry. It's been 6 years in the making so far. What are you hoping to see from the Chilcot inquiry?
Now, keep in mind, there have been inquiries beforehand. So I took part in an inquiry almost in May to June 2003. That was a parliamentary inquiry. There was another that followed into the death of a British WMD scientist who was involved in the inquiries. So I would say I would like to see something new in that I've read extensively those two previous inquiry reports, and nothing, I would say, substantial came out of it. Something that would shed more light on the way the British government was functioning on the eve of the Iraq War. We hear every constituent part trying to deflect blame for their role. And perhaps this is the daunting task that the inquiry has, is to give us kind of a clear picture of how these parts were interacting, that based on kind of how the intelligence was manipulated and how that led to the British commitment to go to war against Iraq.
All right. Well, we wait and see. Ibrahim Al-Marashi, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Ibrahim Al-Marashi, his doctoral research on Saddam Hussein's role was stolen and copied by the Blair government as part of its dossier to persuade people to back the war. It's 8 minutes to 7.